You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5. Let's head back to the rink for second period action.
The Peets, they have to be happy with their, with their efforts in that first period, as the Peets are up 2-0. And they won that draw, and they're looking to be on the attack again as Booth cuts in, but the Panthers break that up quickly and head back up ice. See if they can find the back of the net this period. Let's see if they can just find some positives from this period, because the first period was pretty much all Peets. The Panthers had one breakaway as soon as the Peets scored their first one about a minute into the game, but after that, nothing else. There's a chance for the Panthers. They were jamming the puck along the crease, in the crease. That was Aiden Riley, who almost had the last touch for the Panthers. Good save there by Kyle Johnson to stay on the ice and not let it slide under him. As the Panthers remain with an egg on the scoreboard, down 2-0, and the faceoff will be in the Peets zone. Promising from the Panthers, though, very early. And Vigneault lines up for the Panthers. Won by the Peets, though. And Neville along the boards for the Peets with his head up now. Cuts inside. Misses his man. Hazeldine with that pass. And the Panthers have it, regrouping in their own zone. And the puck's along the boards now. Panthers, Bennett finds his teammate, who then finds Vigneault. Nice passing there by the Panthers so far. Panthers still have the puck in possession. Puck on net. Left a juicy rebound there, Johnson did, but there was no Panther here to gobble it up. And now the Peets. Heading up ice now. It's number 19, Will Mancini. Cuts inside. He has a chance here. Oh, he just could not get enough on that shot as he cut inside to the slot and had a wide open shot but then fanned on it. And now the Peets are on the attack again. Cutting inside, cutting outside, looking for a teammate. Puts it in the slot. He had two Peets there waiting for him, but no one can get a stick on it between right both of them. And Callum Hogg for the Panthers gobbles it up. The Peets are still on the attack. Now they look like they pinched, and the Panthers may make them pay for it. Ah, the Peets get back good. Now Vigneault cuts inside, couldn't find his teammate. Panthers in the high slot. Plays it deep. West for the Peets, the first one to it. Pushed off the puck, and now West goes down himself. That's Jack Nearing for the Peets, or for the Panthers in the corner. Now the Peets come away with it. Matthew Robinson up ice. Three Peets in the Panthers zone. Nice saucer pass across. Couldn't get it on the stick. A Curtis Golower, though. And the Panthers again on the attack. Back and forth. Better flow to the second period than the first so far. Not even 3 minutes gone, however. The Peets still leading the Panthers 2-0. And I did mention earlier, it was a 15-20-20 format. I stand corrected. This period is 15 minutes. And I'm not going to make any guesses anymore how long the third period is, because I am 0-2. But this one is, in fact, 15 minutes, and there's 12 minutes and 23 seconds remaining in the second period as that puck goes out of play into the bench of the Panthers. And there'll be a faceoff in the neutral zone. Minor Hockey Game of the Week brought to you in part by Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca and let his team of real estate experts help you. And of course by FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl windows, steel and glass doors, as well as sliding patio products. See them online at FCIWindows.com. And the Peets fighting for it in the neutral zone again. Panthers won that draw, and Fernandez has it for the Panthers. And Vigneault for the Panthers gets it into the Peets zone, pressuring hard along the boards. Panthers, they are certainly looking a bit more dangerous in this second period, no doubt. And there's a chance there. The backhand for Vigneault just wide of the net, and the Peets will have a chance to get away with it. The Peets are not out of this game, only up 2-0. And here's a break for the Peets, though. Got around his defender. Nice shot. As soon as I say that, Sean Hardy shuts me up as he steals it right off the Panthers' defense. Gets around his defender. Alone with the goalie, makes no mistake, putting it just above the pads, below the blocker of goalie Shane Bowser. And it's 3-0 Peets, just like that. I know the Peets, in general, not just The Goodwin Meadows Peterborough Miner mentioned MD Pete's. The Peterborough Pete's in general in the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, they struggled last year. Their def winning percentage was certainly below 500 in total. And this year, the Pete's, they are undefeated so far in Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Just saying. Not saying it's us, but I am saying it has something to do with us. And now the Panthers are on the attack. Bondi cutting outside, putting in a dangerous spot in the front of the slot, but no one was home there. And Mancini working hard, smothered on the ground to get that puck out of his zone. And they do just that. As the Panthers have to regroup. And the Panthers in their own zone again. In the neutral zone, along the boards. That's Owen Hazeldine playing it back to Neville, who backhands it safely out. And the Panthers player slaps it all the way down in the zone again. Getting a line change now. The Petes have time. It's Robinson entering the Panthers zone. Slap shot. Oh, hard shot. Wide of the net, though. Had some oomph behind it, though, that's for sure. And the Petes still in the attack, trying to cut into the high slot. Backhanded. Back in danger zone. And the Panthers, the first ones to it. Jack Nearing blazing along the board. Still inside their own zone, though. Now it's along the boards. Three players fighting for it. Comes away with it as a Panther. Still along the boards, though. One Pete in there, and one Pete comes away with it. That's just good effort by the Petes. Now a shot from the point, wide of the net. Another shot from the point, wide of the net. Petes are looking dangerous, though, again. The Petes, they're hungry. Circling behind the net, looking for someone in front. And he relays it back to his teammate behind the net again, doing it over and again. It's the captain, Robinson, with it. And now the right captain. High slot, shot. Good pads, good blocker save there by Bowser. And now the Panthers finally get it down the ice. Not enough on it for an icing, but they do get a much-needed line change. And now, oh, the Peach were in there, but just a smidge offside from another breakaway for the Peets. But the Peets do lead 3-0 with 9:22 remaining in the second on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. And the Peets, they are deservedly leading 3-0 in this game. The Panthers, they started the second period a little bit better, but they have since fizzled away in the last couple of minutes. That third goal may be the killer for the Panthers. Lots of time. Still more than half the hockey game remaining, though, as there's a faceoff, and it'll be there's a whistle, I should say, and it'll be another faceoff in the neutral zone, just outside the Pete zone. Corkery lining up for the Petes. Vinneault, lining up for the Panthers. Vinneault wins the draw, but Corkery backhands it out of his zone. Now the Panthers regrouping again. James Hill getting into the Petes zone. Vinneault getting pushed off the puck by three Petes. Corkery, backhander. And Booth. 2-on-1 for the Petes Brewing. Booth finds his teammate. Good pass there. Shot low on the net. Good chance there by Sean Hardy to put it back, but the Pete's still in the attack. Wrist shot from the point on net. Panthers on life support here, just trying to stay alive. And they get it out of their zone. Corkery for the Pete's regroups. Is that a penalty? That will be a penalty. I think they're calling holding, actually. The number 13, Brendan Neild of the Pete's. So Neild will be going to the box for 2 minutes or less, and the Panthers, this should be their best opportunity of the game so far to go on the power play. And we'll return on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5 with the Petes leading 3-0.